British police are conducting a massive investigation of Thursday's terrorist bombings in London that killed 37 people and left 700 wounded. Meanwhile, most of London's public transport resumed normal services Friday. Police are on a grim search for clues in three subway tunnels and around a bombed-out bus in central London. They are trying to determine who carried out Thursday's bombings, what explosives they used, and how they did it, all in hopes of catching the perpetrators. British Home Secretary Charles Clarke says he cannot confirm if there was one or more suicide bombers involved. He says police have several theories and are getting assistance from British and foreign intelligence services. Mr. Clarke told British television that despite past police success in breaking up suspected terrorist plots, this one eluded authorities.
Well, the fact is that we have very effective intelligence services, but we did not predict this particular act at this particular time. And the reason for that is that we're always looking for a small number of very evil needles in a very, very large haystack, which is the City of London.
Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of London commuters got back on board buses and subway trains for the Friday morning rush hour. There was a mood of nervousness but determination among most commuters to get on with their lives and work, as London banker Matt Chapman explained.
It just makes Londoners more determined to show people that, you know, there is no fear and we're not afraid by things.
Most of the transport system was operating normally, though the bombing sites remained sealed off crime scenes. Michael Drudge, VOA News, London.